Way too slow to be hail.
That's so exciting. I love it.
Broadcasting.
Good afternoon. I'm convening this meeting of the House Committee on Revenue. It's Monday, March 15th. We have three items on our agenda. We will be taking them in the order in which the agenda was published. Before that, let's do a roll call.
Representative Levy.
Present by video.
Representative Marsh.
Excused.
Representative Smith.
Representative Smith is present by video.
Representative Smith Warner is excused. Vice Chair Pham.
Pham is present by video.
Vice Chair Reschke.
Reschke present by video.
Madam Chair Nathanson.
Nathanson present by video. Thank you. We have a quorum. We will begin our agenda. I am opening a work session on House Bill 2028.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is Caitlin Harger from the Legislative Revenue Office. On House Bill 2028 eases the process for cities to elect to receive state shared revenues by removing some requirements from statute, including a resolution to be signed to signal the intent to take the election. It adds to statute a definition of consolidated property taxes for purposes of cities receiving state shared revenues, and it establishes a timeline for DAS to determine the amount of property taxes due to cities. This bill does have an amendment. The dash one removes from the bill a section that would ease compliance requirements for cities related to state revenue sharing. There was some testimony on this in the public hearing. I believe work will take place during the interim to try to come to a solution on this compliance issue. So they had it removed from the bill currently. There is no revenue impact and there is no expenditure impact.
Thank you. Committee, do you have questions about the amendment? I'm not seeing any. Would someone like to make a motion?
Chair Nathanson, I move to adopt the dash one amendments to House Bill 2028.
Vice Chair Reschke moves to adopt the dash one amendment to House Bill 2028. Is there any discussion? No discussion? Okay, please call the roll.
Representative Levy.
Levy votes aye.
Representative Marsh is excused. Representative Smith.
Representative Smith votes aye.
Representative Smith Warner is excused. Vice Chair Pham.
Pham votes yes.
Vice Chair Reschke.
Reschke votes aye.
Madam Chair Nathanson.
Nathanson votes aye. Motion passes. That was on the amendment. Now we are discussing the bill as amended. Any discussion or questions on the bill as amended? I'm not seeing anyone. Would we like to have a motion now?
Chair Nathanson, I move House Bill 2028 as amended to the floor with a do pass recommendation.
Vice Chair Reschke moves House Bill 2028 as amended to the floor with a do pass recommendation. Discussion on this motion. I'm not seeing any. Please call the roll.
Representative Levy.
Levy votes yes.
Representative Smith.
Representative Smith votes aye.
Vice Chair Pham.
Pham votes yes.
Vice Chair Reschke.
Reschke votes aye.
Madam Chair Nathanson.
Nathanson votes aye. Motion passes. House Bill 2028 is moving on now. The carrier will be, since we're taking turns, I will take this one. Is there any other business on this bill before I close this work session? Not seeing any. I'm closing the work session on House Bill 2028. Opening a work session on House Bill 2521.
Yes, Chair Nathanson, members of the committee, this is Mazen Malik with Legislative Revenue. I hope that you could see me and hear me because I can't see anyone from my end.
Mr. Malik, we see you and hear you clearly.
Excellent. So the Bill 2521 in front of you is in regard to the transient lodging tax. You've heard this bill on February 9th, and this primarily is a transparency type of ability, simplify auditing type of bill. And because of that, it doesn't really have a fiscal impact nor a revenue impact as it stands in front of you.
Thank you. Committee, do you have any questions about this bill? I'm not seeing any. Rep. Pham, would you like to make a motion?
Yes, Chair Nathanson. I move House Bill 2521 to the floor with a do pass recommendation.
Vice Chair Pham moves House Bill 2521 to the floor with a do pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Not seeing or hearing from anyone, please call the roll.
Representative Levy.
Levy votes yes.
Representative Smith.
Representative Smith votes aye.
Vice Chair Pham.
Pham votes yes.
Vice Chair Reschke.
Reschke votes aye.
Madam Chair Nathanson.
Nathanson votes aye. Motion passes. House Bill 2521 moves to the floor. The carrier will be Representative Marsh. Please speak up immediately if there's any other business on this bill before I close the work session. I'm closing the work session on House Bill 2521. Opening a work session on House Bill 2131.
Thank you, Chair Nathanson, members of the committee. Again, this is Caitlin Harger from the Legislative Revenue Office. House Bill 2131 changes statutes related to collections by the Department of Revenue in the following tax areas: heavy equipment rental taxes, state lodging taxes, emergency communication system taxes, and petroleum load fees. It specifies a number of changes to statute relating to contacting people or members that could be liable or held accountable for tax debt, including owners, officers, employees, or members. It allows for joint and several liability of accountable parties for payment of the tax due, and it applies to amounts due as of January 1, 2022, and it takes effect on the 91st day following adjournment sine die. There is no revenue impact and a minimal fiscal impact.
Thank you. Committee, any questions? Any discussion? Could we have a motion?
Yes, Chair Nathanson, I move House Bill 2131 to the floor with a do pass recommendation.
Vice Chair Pham moves House Bill 2131 to the floor with a do pass recommendation. Is there discussion on the motion? I'm not seeing or hearing from anyone. Call the roll, please.
Representative Levy.
Levy votes aye.
Representative Smith.
Representative Smith votes aye.
Vice Chair Pham.
Pham votes yes.
Vice Chair Reschke.
Reschke votes aye.
Madam Chair Nathanson.
Nathanson votes aye. Motion passes. The carry for this one will be Representative Smith.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other business on this before I close the work session on 2131? I'm closing the work session on House Bill 2131. Mr. Alanak, is there any other business to complete for this meeting?
No, Madam Chair, you have completed your agenda for the day.
Committee members, any last words or questions before we adjourn? All right, thank you all for being here. See you tomorrow. We're adjourned.
Bye, gang.